All righty. Many, many New Yorkers, folks, fleeing for the sake of their wallets. We all know that. Sean Acosta, the founder and president of Property Tax Reduction Consultants. There was an article in the Post, I'm going to say probably about 8 or 9 days ago, that really kind of cites, you know, some interesting numbers, DMV stats, a record number. Something like nearly 5,400 in August, total of 41,000 plus 42,000 or so New Yorkers trading in the Empire State license and plates for the Sunshine State down in Florida. Here to discuss is Mr. Acosta, aforementioned. Sir, welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Well, we know a lot of people are going south, and for obvious reasons. You know, it's just more affordable. You know, it is just more affordable. You know, not only their residencies going to the state, Florida, but also they're taking their wealth, my friend. Can you explain that to the audience?
Well, you got to remember, everybody's working remotely now. And, you know, Florida, there's no income tax. The property taxes are a lot cheaper. And the problem is they're taking their New York salaries and moving down to Florida and living like kings. Plus, the weather is so good down there. You know, it's sunshine. We have snowstorms. I mean, right now, it's a big hurricane. I, you know, feel sorry for all the people who have lost their homes and everything down there. But they don't come very often. But, you know, they're just moving down there because it's sunshine, sunshine, sunshine. No income tax, you know, whatsoever. So all these people are moving down there and making so much more money.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And a lot of people, you know, pay, as we know what people pay here, you know, I mean, it's like, what, $60,000 some paying property taxes? More in New York than in Florida. I mean, it's unbelievable. Then you have the whole SALT thing with the state and local tax reduction cap, which prohibits a lot of the high tax areas from writing off more than, what, $10,000 in their property taxes passed under the former president, which is, at the very least, contributing to the mass migration away from the Big Apple itself, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, the $10,000 SALT thing is what's really hurting us here in New York. I mean, an average tax bill on Long Island is like $13,000. So, and now, if you have two houses, you got to remember that $10,000 SALT is for both houses. You don't get $10,000 for one and $10,000 for the other. And then all of a sudden, you move to Florida, no state income tax, you know, and then, you know, the property taxes are a lot cheaper. But New York is great. You got to remember, we got the Yankees here, we got the Mets here. We have Broadway here. You know, maybe we don't have the great weather, but, you know, we got beaches, we got mountains. I'd like to see people stay here and, you know, stop leaving and come back. I mean, but, you know, the property taxes are very high. And I always tell people, you know, you got to pay your fair share amount of property taxes. You know, so you look at it every single year, just like your income taxes. You go to your accountant, you also have to look at your property taxes because they're so high up here. And we want people to stay here. You know, I help senior citizens. I love hearing from some of these senior citizens, oh, I can't afford it, but you helped me out and I could, you know, stay here and stay in my house that I've been here for 50 years. You know, Veterans Day is coming up. We help the veterans, you know, and, you know, they don't have all that down in Florida, but it's a lot cheaper, you know. But, you know, the cost of living is so high up here. We got to bring back the SALT for people who will stay here so they stop moving down to Florida. And you got to remember, the schools up here are great. You know, we have great school districts up here. You know, you get to go to Ivy League schools. I mean, the schools down in Florida, you know, not as good. But, you know, people, you know, are going down there in droves, people in their 30s and 40s. So we got to get them back here, you know, and I want to.
It's easier said than done, though, Sean. Easier said than done. Because all that's going on, you know, you've got safety and everything else, a massive concern. People are fed up. They're being taxed to death. They're fed up. I mean, it's almost unaffordable and everything else. Then you get a guy like Ron DeSantis who has leveraged, you know, the popularity and everything else that Florida has undergone over the last couple of years, especially through the pandemic. And he's kind of used it as a political bludgeon, so to speak, in his running feuds with New York and California officials, especially, you know, DeSantis versus Gavin Newsom there, you know, and it's almost not even a fair fight.
You know, you would just touch on the crime, you know, the crime, I mean, it's just unbelievable. what's going on here. I mean, I walk through New York City, I see all the homeless and, you know, going around. And, you know, there was the stabbing of an EMT woman yesterday to death. I mean, the crime is out of hand. I mean, we got to step in and do something. You know, we got to get the mayor, you know, to do something here. I mean, you know, crime all over the place, yes, is going up. But, you know, again, that's what you were just saying. It's not so hard to get it's hard to get everybody back to New York. You know, New York is open. It's Long Island's got some of the best beaches. We got to get them back. But, you know, we have to, you know, reel in these, you know, property taxes and state income taxes. And, you know, we got to get the officials then to also take back the salt. If we deal with all that, I think you see trouble with people coming back.
Now, listen, if that happens, yes, right now, based on the exodus, based on the fact that you have a current governor who basically stated a couple of weeks ago, you know what? If you don't believe in the system, go down to Florida. It doesn't help either. You know, you have a New York governor that says, hey, go under the DeSantis rule. If you don't like it here, leave. You know, I mean, certainly, Sean Acosta does not help the cause.
No, it's so true. I mean, when you have the governor saying that, of course people are going to leave. I mean, and then our taxes go up because all these people are leaving. But they're taking all their New York salaries down. You got to remember, down in Florida, the salaries weren't that high. Now, all of a sudden, they're working from home. They got those salaries. They're going down there in droves. I mean, it's just record numbers of people going down there. Every single time, you know, I talk to somebody in their family is going down to Florida, 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 Florida. You know, the crime is a lot better down there, and, you know, people feel safer. The weather is great, like I said. But you know what? We got to tell people to come back. You know, we have great stuff here in New York. I want to see people come back. I don't want to see families split up, you know, families, one part of the family, the brother's up here, the sister's down in Florida, because, you know, they have little children. They want to go down there. And, you know, New York is great.
Listen, New York is great. And, you know, the problem is we just had such a shift in policy. And from an economic standpoint, I think families are struggling as far as their native land and kind of living a comfortable life where you don't have to have as much struggles. And I think that's why people have gone elsewhere, not only Florida, but the Carolinas, other places. Okay. You know, listen, when's the last time Californians, as many Californians have now shifted to Florida? I mean, Florida is the entranceway now as far as salvation, you know? I mean, never in my life have I ever seen numbers like this where Californians now have gone by way of Florida. They're fed up. And you know when that happens, there's a problem. You know, we see states too. You see in Oregon, you see in Jersey. Oh, Jersey's, you know, same type of deal there. You know, under a guy like Phil Murphy, you know. But in essence, that's what you're seeing here. It's the line of thinking is not in proper form as far as being able to make it, you know, and that's why decisions have to be made, and that's what you're seeing right now, you know. So in essence, well, it is what it is, I guess.
Right, the cost of living down in Florida is so much cheaper, and again, they're taking their New York salaries down there, and they're living a better life. And you know, I hear it all the time. You know, oh, it's so nice down here. I got to bring my New York salary. You know, we got to get them back. You know, we got to get a new governor that doesn't say leave, come back, and, you know, do a sentence for these young people. Because, you know, you take the New York salaries now with the inflation that has gone up, these kids can't afford, or even older people can't afford to retire here, you know, because, you know, the cost of living up here in New York is astronomical. And, you know, I love New York. I was born and raised in Bayside and had my kids, moved out to Nassau. I mean, it's the greatest place, I believe, to live.
Listen, I'm a Bayside guy myself, my friend. I lived right on Corporal Kennedy Street.
right
near the high school, Bay Terrace Shopping Center, you name it. I tell you, Bell Boulevard, you know, these were all my stomping grounds, you know. All my stomping grounds. But, you know, the fact of the matter is people are fleeing. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, people are working from home now. So a lot of these Manhattanites who have come down to Florida, you know, they're making big money still because they're able to work, you know, from the house, whatever. The building in Florida is astronomical. I mean, you know, all the construction, everything else. I mean, you're seeing $1.5 million homes. You know, you're seeing New York prices on construction. You know, that has only elevated itself because they're taking advantage of a lot of these Wall Street guys coming down into Florida right now, and they're getting away with it, you see. So that's the other aspect. That's another aspect as far as, you know, some of these home prices. I mean, they are off the charts in the Sunshine State. You know that?
I've seen double-digit increases. I mean, it is crazy, but you're right. You know, they're coming down there with the big bucks, and then no state income tax. So they're saving a lot of money, and they're living really high on the hog. And, yes, it's bringing the rents up. I've seen the rents up doubled. I've seen the homeowner houses, you know, double in price. But they're still living better than they are here in New York. You know, no income tax, and, you know, they love it down there, and the driving price is up. I mean, something's going to change at one time, but, you know, DeSantis down there wants everybody to come. He wants the Bitcoin people down there. He wants the finance people down there. You know, we got to get people up here in the government to say, let's not let have all these people leave. Let's stay. You know, let's cut the property taxes. Let's bring back salt. You know, let's give them incentives to stay here and stop taking all these big companies out of New York and bringing them down to Florida. It's record numbers. I've never seen this in my life. Record numbers of people just moving to Florida.
And part of the problem, we talk about this all the time, is they will not embrace as far as businesses coming into play here like it once was, you know. I mean, think about it. Are you going to somehow get back to Long Island? If your business, let's say, you know, I don't know, Virginia, why would you want to come? Why would you want to come to New York? Why would you want to come to Long Island? Taxes and everything else. I mean, you know, you could all have all the tax incentives and everything else, but, you know, when it gets down to it, why would you want to until some sort of quality of life is restored on so many fronts, you know? And that's what businesses, yes, listen, years ago it was a different story. You would have people migrate here, businesses and everything else, and they thrive. Not the case anymore. That's changed over the last 10, 12 years, you know?
They have to somehow
get back into play again as it was. Very tough right now. We'll keep an eye on things, though. Sean, good stuff. Sean Acosta, ladies and gentlemen, as far as laying it out for us, the founder and president of the Property Tax Reduction Consultants. We will talk, I am sure, down the road, my friend.
All right. You have a great morning. Thank you very much.